Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 24. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. All people, including Christians, have problems. Even many of our happiest times are spoiled by something that has gone wrong. The prospect of what awful things the future may hold distresses many people. But it doesn't have to be that way for us. Children of God know that they have a Savior who loves them, who was willing to die for them, and who took away all the punishment for their sins. And that same Savior steps into the turmoil of our lives and says to us, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Jesus knows what our troubles are. Even though Jesus was not with his disciples, he knew where they were and their needs. The disciples were not able to make much headway in the strong wind and against the high waves. They had been straining at the oars for most of the night and were only 3 miles from the shore. But even in the darkness of night, and at such a distance, Jesus knew exactly where his friends were. This would be impossible for an ordinary man, but not for the all-knowing Son of God. In the same way, Jesus knows exactly where we are at all times, and he knows what circumstances we are facing. Jesus knows the difficulties we are going through. From the top of that mountain, he saw the plight of his disciples. And now, from heaven's vantage point, he sees our lives' struggles. When you cry out to him for help, don't be afraid that he will not find you. Jesus sees you, knows your need, and can reach you wherever you are. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.